Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, we got some really important stuff coming at you straight ahead. Bert Folsom, Dr. Burton Folsom Jr. is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bert is a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, very important books. His new one, though, is called New Deal or Raw Deal? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Bert is professor of history at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, the only college and maybe one of, if not the only college in America that takes no, zero, zip, not a zilch money from the government. So they get to do whatever the heck they want to do over there, which sounds like a pretty good place to go. And he's the resident historian of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Bert Folsom, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me back. Right, no stimulus package for Hillsdale College.
That's right. The government just flies right by you, don't they?
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Bert, now, and we had you on the show back in, we launched your book back in October, probably.
Yes, you were the first interview, Jim.
Which as it should be, by the way. Your new book, New Deal or Raw Deal, How FDR's Economic Legacy Has Damaged America. Now, there's nobody on the planet who could do a better job of comparing and contrasting what President Obama is trying to do, what he proposes to do, and what FDR did with his New Deal. Now, when you were on in the fall, we were launching your book. We were primarily in those days talking about the impact of the New Deal on America. What kind of vestiges of that plan are we still living with and still dealing with? And as you say, how did it hurt America? But today, here we are, months later. We've got a new president. We've got a president that seems to be trying to channel FDR. And so now we have that background. So I'd like for you to do as I told the audience, to compare and contrast what you see out there right now with Obama compared to Roosevelt.
Well, there are some comparisons, definitely. Now, fortunately, the economic situation is not as bad. But with some
yet
of these programs, I'm hoping it doesn't begin to get as bad. Obama's doing one thing that Roosevelt did, and that is trying in his first 100 days to get as much through as possible. He figures that his popularity is high now. If he can ram it through, it will be very, very hard for the Republicans to undo it later, because
right,
there will be so many constituencies connected with the federal aid that will be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is an attempt immediately to get as much done as possible, whether it's health care. And we see a lot of connections with the stimulus package, trying to change things around, expand. We see the expansion of the welfare rolls that's attempted in the stimulus package by awarding money to states on the basis of the number of people on the rolls rather than under the TANF program where states had incentives to cut back. So you see the incentive structure changing and the expansion of the federal government. And, of course, it is rather dangerous. It did not work when Roosevelt did it. He simply was not able to reduce unemployment. And as I say, the quotation that I use in my book that has a lot of people have jumped on, which I'm happy to say, is by Henry Morgenthau, who is Roosevelt's Secretary of Treasury, who said 6 years into this spending binge, he said, "We have tried spending. We are spending more than we have ever spent before, and it does not work. I say after 8 years of this administration, we have just as much unemployment as when we started, and an enormous debt to boot."
Now, Bert, I want you to stop for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure that this lands correctly and appropriately on all of our ears. What Bert just gave you was a quote from what would have been 1940 or something like that.
Yes.
And this man who was part of the administration said that the policies that were proposed that are not unlike what we're getting, what we're having right now out of Washington,
right,
did not work. The New Deal did not get America out of the Great Depression, right, Bert?
That's right. It simply didn't. Morgenthau was responding to a situation where the unemployment had gone back up to 20%. I mean, there were little dips that would occasionally be taken, but then when you had to put in the taxes to pay for it or the inflationary spending, then the demoralization set in and you were back to where you started. You simply can't rob Peter to pay Paul. That was what we tried to do. Rob Peter to pay Paul, and we ended up having both of them unemployed.
Right, exactly. And you know, you can't. I got something else here. I was going to read you, Burton. Let me see if I can find it quickly. I've lost it. I've got a quote from Churchill that I'll give you in a minute, folks. When we come back after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bert Folsom is our guest.
All along, winners or losers, you keep rolling on.
We're back at 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it to your advantage. We built it for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog when you get there. And we got a couple of new blog posts this week. I think you'll like those. And one of them, folks, I'll remind you, is where I talk about what the truth, as I say, the truth about taxing those wealthy small business owners. Bert Folsom is our guest, folks. His new book is called New Deal or Raw Deal, and it's available wherever books are sold. It's brand new. It's a landmark book. It's getting rave reviews, Bert, as I predicted it would. You told me about it. You know, you wrote this over a 2 or 3 year period, and you were telling me about it all along the way. And I told you I thought it was going to be a landmark book, and so many people are recognizing it, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, thanks, Jim. It made it up to number 15 on Amazon.com. I'm hoping it comes back. What happened was they ran out of the first printing.
And
then they had to get another printing, so it started falling. I'm hoping it goes back up again.
It will, I promise you. I want to read this quote from Winston Churchill, ladies and gentlemen. I contend that for a nation to tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing on a bucket trying to lift himself up by the handle.
I think that's an excellent quotation.
Winston Churchill.
That's the next phase that we're into, that Roosevelt was into, and Obama inevitably will come into, is the taxation phase. He's already begun it somewhat in that now we're going to raise taxes on the rich. The excise taxes came in big under Roosevelt. See, the New Deal started the first federal gas tax. Then we had a tire tax. Then we had a tax on telegrams, tax on telephone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Then he found out people were going to movies to escape their life, and so then we had a tax on movies. So movie tickets. And so I be looking for a series of taxes, excise taxes, and then the increase in the income tax. Roosevelt, of course, pushed it up to 79% marginal rate.
Think about that, folks. You know, Margaret Thatcher, I think it was, who said, the reason socialism doesn't work is eventually it runs out of people to tax.
That's an excellent quote as well. You run out of people to tax. When she came in, she was dealing with a 98% marginal tax.
Yeah.
No wonder Britain was suffering so much.
Yeah.
And that's the direction, unfortunately, that we're headed under the current situation. I hope that it doesn't happen. I hope we're able to resist it. I hope Obama will see the light.
What do you think about his policy so far?
Well, I don't think they're successful at all, and the decline of 30% on the stock market is the vote of the economic community.
Right.
It's a negative vote.
Since he's been elected.
That's right. Since he's been elected. Now, he's been able to have favor in the polls. In other words, it hasn't yet attached
he's
to
him.
He's
still got capital with the population.
Yeah.
With the voters, he thinks.
He still does. And Roosevelt, by the way, was able to maintain that. And the way he did it was by looking for a boogeyman to get the blame attached to when things went wrong, which they inevitably did with his policy.
Right.
The blame for Roosevelt was always on the rich guy. And then he used the IRS to try to have some dramatic investigations of rich people.
And that, I'll tell you what's amazing, though, Bert. That campaign that he waged is still working for the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
It still works for them. And Mona Charon, in quoting your, she wrote an article recently and quoted your book quite
yes.
extensively. Her last comment was that approach of the business is the bad guy, the rich person is the bad guy, was a bad policy for America, but it was a good policy for the Democrats. Because they
yes.
lived off of that. The Democrat Party.
That's right.
Lived off of that. They still live off of that.
It's one of the biggest paradoxes of the New Deal, and that is that it was terrible for the country, but it was good for the Democratic Party because
Amazing.
They were able to attach so many voters to their federal aid that they were able to win elections, but the aid was damaging overall for the whole economy.
Mm-hmm. The Mona
Charon is a very perceptive person.
Well, exactly. And you know, the thing is that the thing that amazes me, Bernie, and I have to say this as a business person, as a business owner, not as any particular member of a party, but as a business owner, when a candidate like Chris Dodd runs for president on the Democrat ticket, and he has to say, he differentiates himself from everybody else by saying, "I'm the pro-business Democrat." Now, what does that say about that party and how where they've gotten themselves to, and some people, Bert, are saying that the Obama policies are a declaration of war on the business community and on the economy.
Well, that's what they look like so far. Obviously, we're all hoping that isn't the way it's gonna play out, but it definitely does look like that so far, and. There's massive resistance, of course, already, and I'm hoping we can stop a lot of this from becoming law.
Do you think the reason that... See, I actually was wrong about something. I gave him credit for being more pragmatic and for not trying to push all this through all at once.
Right.
Of course, when he made his announcement last week, when he made his address to Congress, he loaded it up with everything. I mean, the health care, education,
right.
Cap and trade on the environment, et cetera, et cetera.
No, he had
taxes.
It in there. The Republicans, ever since Roosevelt, the Republicans have had trouble trying to figure out how to respond to all this because constituencies are attached to this. And every time the Republicans say no, they get nervous because voters then say, "Oh, we want our subsidy."
Well, but the thing that I'm thinking his strategy now is, I won't get all of this, but if I throw it all out there, they can't fight everything. So that means that I'll get something, and instead of one at a time, I think that's the strategy. It's 10 till. Right back with Bert Folsom after these messages. Stay with us.
Night after night I've been standing. It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
One of the greats, ladies and gentlemen, Van Morrison. One of my favorites, that's Moon Dance. If it gets any better than that, I don't know what it is. Welcome back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Bert Folsom is our guest. Dr. Bert Folsom. That's hillsdalecollege.edu, right, Bert?
www.hillsdale.edu.
Hillsdale.edu. And your own website, bertfolsom.com, right?
That's right.
So, folks, I hope you check that out. You got blog posts there and lots of other stuff. Some YouTube stuff, I think, there, too, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to load it up. Just started it less than a week ago.
Good for you. Bert Folsom, B-U-R-T-F-O-L-S-O-M, bertfolsom.com. The book is called New Deal or Raw Deal, How FDR's Economic Legacy Has Damaged America. Folks, you need to find that book and track. You need to read the book and then track what's happening right now, today. You literally get to live in parallel universes. The book is a parallel universe from the 30s. And then our current universe that we're living right now with the new government that we've got right now. Bert, as we went to the break, I was saying something about, I wonder if part of his strategy is, Obama's strategy, is if I push everything out there, even though I know I can't, maybe shouldn't, the Republicans can't fight everything, and I'll get some of this more than if I put it out one at a time. Now, if that may be his strategy, but one of the dangers, Bert, that
yes.
I think could cause him to lose his political capital is he overreaches. He and Pelosi and Reid overreach, and it offends people that he didn't want to offend, and he winds up failing. What do you think?
I think that's a possibility, and we'll have to see how a lot of this plays out. But certainly, when we have so many people having their 401k cut in half, that's a sign that there's going to be irritation. People at least are conscious that this spending may have a cost. If Obama can persuade people that the spending doesn't have a cost, or if there is a cost, it's only to the top 2% of the wealth holders.
Yeah.
It's not a cost to you, but it's a cost to somebody else. Then he can win. But if people sense these programs I'm ultimately going to have to pay for, if that's the message that comes across, I think there's a good chance he will lose.
Well, he says if you make $250,000 a year, you're rich.
Right.
Now, he said that, folks, a week ago in his speech to the Congress, addressed to Congress, he said that out of his own mouth. Read my column, read my blog post titled The Truth About Taxing Those Wealthy Small Business Owners, and you will see what $250,000 looks like in a small business family. They're not wealthy. I can assure you of that, Bert.
Yes, and but they're going to end up being hit hardest with the taxes.
That's right.
Their tax rates are going up. Their charitable giving is not going to be honored.
He's going to clip the charitable giving and other deductions, isn't he?
He is. And
what's that going to do for churches?
There's resistance to some of this. Of course, he would say churches are primarily supported by people making less than $250,000. The attack, I suspect, is going to have to be on the major donations that people making over $250,000 make to different foundations and get those foundations, some of which are liberal foundations, to oppose Obama.
That'll be interesting. So in a couple of minutes we got left, Bert, if you were, if you summarize your contrasting of and comparing of Obama's plans with what we know about what happened with Roosevelt's plans.
Massive spending goes through a couple different cycles, Jim. You have the massive spending, and at first it looks good because people are getting free programs, free stuff. Then comes the problem, you have to pay for it, either through inflation or through taxation. And in the case of the New Deal, the next phase was the raise in taxes. And we have the excise taxes, so whether it's liquor, cigarettes, cars, movie tickets, telephone calls, we began to get taxes on all of those, plus the high tax on income, which means that those people will not be able to invest in new jobs, which means that unemployment will persist. And then we had Roosevelt go into trying to obstruct those who were complaining against him. And this is why we need to make sure the Fairness Doctrine doesn't come back in.
Does not come back, exactly. So bottom line, Bert, did Roosevelt's New Deal help or hurt getting out of the Depression?
It hurt, and you can use this by comparing it with those countries that did not have a New Deal. The world unemployment rate in 1938 was 11%. In the United States, it was 19.8%.
That's something you don't hear a lot of people say. That's a good statistic. What else?
Well, it didn't work because unemployment was greater in 1938 than it was in the next to last year of Hoover's administration, 1931. So, in other words, you have just as many people unemployed. In fact, you have more people actually unemployed in 39 than you did in 31.
Right. But even today, you got people extolling the virtues of the New Deal. It's amazing. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. Good job today. BertFolsom.com is the website. The book is called New Deal or Raw Deal, wherever books are sold. Folks, you got to read that book. It's important. Thanks, Bert. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.